It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're so fortunate today that we can have Bible study together. You know, we don't have to worry about, at this point in our country, that we're going to be stopped from having a Bible study or listening to the Word of God on the radio or television or actually in church. It may come, and I'm not sure, but right now we can have Bible study together as we're together right now. We can study the Bible, and we're going to do that today. We can have fellowship one with another. We can fellowship. Now, I may not be able to see you, but you cannot see me, and we can have fellowship one with another through the Word. We can also pray for one another. Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. We need to pray for each other. Pray for our burdens. Pray for our health. And pray for our needs that are in our lives. Well, today, we want to look in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And there the Bible tells us this: "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." He says here in these verses, "Awake thou that sleepest, and I will give you light. Arise from the dead." Get saved, in other words. Know Jesus as your Savior. Then, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but redeeming the time. And as we look in the book of Luke, we'll see that the time of what time it is. In Luke chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 1, starting there, it says, "There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans." In other words, they told Jesus of the Galileans, "whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? And I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Well, what time is it? First, I see it's time to confess up. It's high time to understand that if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you are a sinner without Him. You are not going to heaven at this point, but the Bible tells us that there's a place prepared for the devil and his angels, and that place is where you will spend eternity if you do not trust Jesus as your Savior. You may think you're too good to go to hell, but Jesus says, unless you've trusted Him as your Savior, that's exactly where you're going. Now, that may seem harsh to you, but this is a time when you need to come to the realization that without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, without ever trusting Him, without ever saying, "Lord, come into my heart, I repent of my sin, I receive you as my Savior." If you've never done that, then the Bible tells us that you're not on your way to heaven, but ye shall perish. Jesus said, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Repentance means to turn from your sin. It means to have a change of mind to what you will there. It means that you're willing to go God's way. You're willing to receive Jesus into your heart, being willing to accept what He's done for you on the cross of Calvary. And not only that, we need to understand that He not only calls the sinner without Him to repent, but He asks the saint. He says, "Awake thou that sleepest." The people today in our country, in our land, those people who name Jesus as Savior, they need to repent and turn from their wicked ways, not to be saved, but because they are saved. They need to turn and receive what God is willing to do for them and through them to lead this country to Him so that we can see a great revival in our land. We need to confess up. It's time right now for the saint, the sinner, and the church. The church needs to swallow its pride and confess. The church has let down. The local church has let down Jesus today because they are not going forth spreading the word. The good news that Jesus died for sinners. It would seem that people would rather go to a social club than they would go to church, preach where the word of God is preached and where they can hear the word of God. It's time to confess up. It's also time to go up to the house of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says this, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And we might say, "Well, preacher, I believe that I can gather around the word at my television set." Well, the Bible says that you're not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another. I would encourage you to exhort your television set. Exhort your television set and tell it that Jesus is coming soon and see what exhortation that television gives back to you. Now, if you touch that television in the wrong manner, if you lay hands on that television will give you a charge. It'll probably knock you across the room if you touch it in the right manner, but that's not Jesus. That's not God. That's not assembling yourselves together with other believers. That's connecting with a television that has an electric charge. Well, the Bible says that we are to go up to the house of God. Don't put your light under the bushel. Let your light shine. Let people see when you go to the house of God. Wave at them as you are on your way, and eventually your neighbors are going to ask you, "Well, where are you going?" They're going to start wondering. No, don't neglect the fellowship that we can have, that we do have, when we go up to the house of God. Don't starve your soul. You need to join yourselves together with other believers that you may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God. Live the word of God. And it's time to go up to the house of God. Well, it's also time to give up. In other words, to surrender your life. In Mark chapter 10 and verses 27 through 29, it says this, "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 it says this, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" And verse 20 goes on to say, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Well, it's time that we give up, that we surrender our lives to the Lord. You are not your own. You owe it to Jesus. You owe it to yourself to give up and go the way of God. Go the way God wants you to go as a Christian. Go the way and do the things that the Lord would have you to do. Surrender your life to Him. Well, I see it's also time to pray up. You know, this is the secret of power. And we look first in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 where it says, "Pray without ceasing." Pray without ceasing. This little prayer means little power. When we think of this, little prayer means little power. Much prayer means much power. No prayer means no power. Now, some wonder why they do not have access or success in their Christian lives. It's simply because they do not follow the precepts, the roadmap that God He's given them, that Jesus says, "Pray without ceasing." Without prayer, we can accomplish nothing for the Lord. Prayer is our way of speaking to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Prayer is the way that we receive power that's necessary for us to continue on in this life that the Lord has given us to continue on to do the things that He would have us to do. The secret of prayer, the secret of power, is to pray up. It's time that we pray up. And it's also time that we look up for help from the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 2, it says this, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God." We need to look to Jesus today for help. We need to look up for pardon. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. And also as a Christian, look to Jesus to give you the strength you need to carry on to do the job he's given you to do. We also need to look up, and it's time to look up to Jesus for peace. Lord, I've trusted you as my Savior, and I'm asking you now to give me the peace that passes all understanding. This is what we need to pray. Lord, I don't understand why things happen in my life, but I'm trusting you. We need to give up. We need to look to him for peace. And then we need to look up for power. Remember to pray for power and then turn it over to the Lord. Look up to him for the power that is necessary to overcome those things in your life that may be going wrong, that you feel is not right, and you need the strength that only he can give you. Well, it's not only time to confess up for repentance, it's not only time to go up to the house of God, it's not only time to give up to surrender your life to the Lord, it's not only time to pray up and have the secret of power, it's not only time to look up for help from the Lord, but it's also time to sing up for praise. Now, don't get alarmed. I'm not going to sing. But when I sing to myself, and it's a glorious time that I have. And I might say that I sing to the Lord, and the Lord's never rebuked me for that. In Psalm chapter 40 and verse 3 says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Now, when I sing, there's a lot of people who fear. I would say that, but thank God he doesn't fear, because he looks on that as a praise to him. Why in the world should we give praise to the Lord? Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2, above Psalm 40 and verse 3 that I've just read, the psalmist said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings." That should put a song in every heart that has trusted Jesus as Savior. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing a new song, because he has placed that song within your heart by Jesus Christ saving you and making it possible for you to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Sing up for praise. Now, then we look on to another time. It's time to speak up. Isaiah 43 and verse 10 says this, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." We need to witness for the Lord today. We need to stand up. We need to fire up, and we need to crank up. We need to get things right with God and tell others about Jesus. We need to help others to know that Jesus saves, and it's the only way through him that we can have salvation and be on our way to heaven. Thank the Lord today for his power.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.